Wednesday, May the 16th, and you're tuned in to the Channel U Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Ooh. Ooh.
Last week, we had expired Timbits on the podcast.
We did.
And this week, they are still here.
Because we forgot.
Are they still hard?
They look like rocks.
Okay, yeah, they're stiff.
They look like
they're
rocks.
They're quite firm. The sugar's probably still good, but you can probably lick them.
Like a lollipop. And the Timbits are hard, too.
Like a cake pop.
Get it?
Oh, wow.
But I'm Tish.
Whoa. Yo, so this week, something happened. The video went out there today.
Okay, before your video, hold on.
Yeah.
I have a joke.
Whoa. First of all, is it just a funny joke?
I thought it was
funny. Is it an offensive joke?
Because
I know offensive jokes can be funny, but I feel like we have to make that distinction before we present it to the world.
Let me grab it. I don't know if it's offensive, but it deals with sexual content.
Okay, that's
fine. Let's say it's more of a euphemism.
All right, sure.
All right. Despite what many people think, eating oysters will actually improve your sex life. When you eat an oyster, members of the opposite sex feel safe in the knowledge that you'll eat anything.
Wow. Wow.
Where do dogs go when they lose their tails?
Where do dogs go when they lose their tails? Where?
The retail store.
So, that's kind of just dumb. Holy fuck, that was really dumb. I didn't think it'd be that dumb.
Oh, it was dumb.
Oh my god. Because I was like, how is he going to fit hound or canine to this?
No, the retail store.
No, it's just real dumb. Oh god.
Jokes.
Oh man. Wow.
Tell me about your video. Oh.
Pound jokes.
Hashtag jokes.
There's a video today that went viral from British Columbia.
From Canada. Yeah. That never happens.
Yeah. And it deals with anger.
It deals with Tim's.
And anger. So it's rare you see anger in Canada.
Yeah, we're always very nice.
But this one was...
She had enough.
She had enough. The video is... first of all, I think everyone should watch it. Just search a woman. You know what? I'll describe it. You can search whatever you want. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Woman's is very irate at the Tim Hortons cash register. For
the minimum wage Tim Hortons staff.
Yeah. And she's very irate, and she's just not having it. Mm-hmm. There is no sound because it's security footage.
Mm-hmm.
And, it seems like that this argument is going nowhere. So she looks like she just came from a run or something.
Yeah.
And she starts undoing her sweater that's around her waist. She takes that
very
off.
Very 90s.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, what's she going to do? Whip him with this? No. She then pulls down her tights, leans up against
a wall,
and proceeds to shit on the floor. <All right. laughs> And you see this thing come out of her.
You're like, damn, that's a lot.
And you're like, wow, that's a statement. She's making a statement. Okay.
That's not the statement.
I got it.
That's
great. She's going to walk out and be like, wow, I can't believe she just did this. Almost immediately after it touches the ground, her shit, that is.
Yeah.
She goes down to pick it up and then throws it at the employee.
And then wipes her ass.
Then she takes their napkins. Wipes her ass and throws that at the employee. And then she goes back for a second round of napkins and wipes her ass again and then throws it at the employee. And then she proceeds to get dressed and walks out of there. Now,
this is very abnormal for Canada.
I want to know what was the argument.
I want to know what was happening in her life that she thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because now because she got charged.
Yeah.
She made bail. And now she's going to have a hearing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You now have a criminal record. And when you apply for jobs, you got to be like, Oh, yeah, there was that one time where I got charged without being let go or whatever.
Yeah.
And, well, what was it that you did? Well, you know, like you do when you're in a Tim Hortons, you shit on the floor and throw it at the employees.
Oh, poor guy, though, man. I mean, he was really earning his minimum wage there.
Yeah, he deserves a raise.
He really earned that $10 an hour.
Well, it's 14 now.
Not in BC.
Not in BC. Oh, yeah. Fuck. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's definitely...
It's a video that...
It's a video.
That I read the title, and I just didn't believe it.
And then you watched it.
And then I watched it. And even as it was happening, I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was only until after the video had stopped, and I could process what I just saw.
So
I realized what happened.
After you sent it,
yeah.
I showed it to all my coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
And I showed it to one of my coworkers while we were just standing kind of like in the doorway, and a customer rolled in.
Oh.
And all she saw was the shocked and horrified face of the coworker I was looking. And she's just like, what the fuck is this guy showing to this lady?
Yeah. So how I saw it was I was in the office. I think I was making copies or something. I can't remember. I had a report due today and I had to do that. And from the other side of the office, I hear my name being yelled by my boss. And he's like, Vince! And the other accountants were like, you're in trouble. And I'm like, oh, crap, what did I do?
Yeah.
Walk into his office. You need to see this video. You need to see this video.
That's pretty funny.
I was like, oh, my God, what am I watching?
I thought I was fired.
Yeah. I showed it to my one friend because she's like, Vince, it's 3:30. End of the day is almost here.
I'm so happy.
She's like, I'm happy. I feel great. I got a date. I got a date tonight. I'm like,
I'm gonna ruin it.
And I was like, I gotta show you something. And she gets queasy really easily. And she's always got like stomach problems and stuff. Showed it to her. She's like, I was feeling so good.
And you're like, that's why I showed it to you.
And I'm like, well, look at it this way. Now on your date tonight, you don't have to eat a lot.
You know she's not paying, you savage.
No, but I know her. She's trying to lose weight. I'm like, listen, I'm doing you a favor.
I guess.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a video.
It was a video.
I recommend it.
It was, check it out.
Speaking of picks.
Yo.
Let's actually have a question to chew on first.
I can't tell if you forgot with an awful save or...
You'll never know. Oh, you'll never know.
All right, time to chew on something here. Here's something to chew on. Paul writes in, while talking about the upcoming Marvel Captain Marvel MCU movie set in the 90s,
yeah.
Anthony mentioned the Devil Sticks. In that fun vein, what other 90s references must be made in this movie? What songs need to be on the soundtrack?
Evanescence is probably in there somewhere.
You think so?
Or is that early 2000s?
No, it's...
I always have a trouble with, like,
late
90s.
Not,
late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I know. Because I want to say S Club, but I'm like, no, that's got to be 2000s. S Club. Backstreet Back.
I'm sure Nirvana's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Is that the 90s?
Is that 90s or is that early 2000s? I don't remember.
Spice Girls.
Is Ice Ice Baby 90s?
Yeah. Ice. That's definitely 90s.
Dung, 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 dung.
I don't know what else I'd want from the 90s. I don't know.
Skateboards.
Skateboard, okay. Tony Hawk just did the 900.
Yeah.
She's
got to do a 1080.
She's got to do 1080.
Yeah, just to up them because she's a superhero.
Oh, I don't know. Pagers?
Car phones.
Oh, yeah, car phones.
Car phones are probably in there.
Oh, I hope Nick Fury has the big block cell
phone. That's the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit.
When was the Motorola Razr?
That's 2000.
When was the Nokia brick phone, the candy bar?
That's 2000, like, 2000.
Damn. Fuck.
Yeah, the Razr was 2003, I think.
When was the T-Mobile Sidekick?
Ooh, that is definitely 2005.
Damn. See, yeah, I just conflate everything to the early 2000s.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the 90s, like Saturday morning cartoons.
That's the thing. Like, we're old, but also like, most of our memory comes from early 2000s because that's when we were really, like, consuming media, right? Yeah. And remembering it.
I always fondly remember the 90s, though. In my mind, the 90s were awesome.
The movie Baby's Day Off.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, but
Ghostbusters?
I don't know. There's got to be a Friends and a Seinfeld reference in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No. No, 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 no.
Goosebumps.
No, no, no. They got to fear the Y2K.
They got to fear Y2K, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. They're the cause of the Y2K. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, man, that's so lame.
I know, but that's going to be it.
Oh, you're right.
That's going to be it.
You're right.
That's it. That's
so stupid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Songs? Nah, we couldn't forget the songs.
Never had enough for me. Is it NSYNC? Is that early 2000s?
Yeah, no, that's like 99, I think.
Cause I'm not like them.
I don't know. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One Time. That's got to be Captain Marvel's theme.
Case of the X.
No, that's 2001.
Fuck! Yeah. I'm bad at this game.
Yeah.
I'm bad at this game.
Yeah, all the best stuff was like late 90s.
Yeah. Cause like, I don't know. I've always had this thing where even though the decade turns over, yeah, like the decade doesn't come into its own or until like mid to late.
Yeah.
Right. And then the early of the next decade is still leftovers from the previous decade.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Devil Sticks times two. That's all I got. Tech deck skateboards. Real skateboards. Razor scooters. I think that was 2000.
That's 2000.
Fuck! Man, all the best stuff's in the 90s. But also, like, there are people who grew up in the 90s and are like, oh, all the best stuff's in the 90s.
I think the best stuff is in the 90s, but I can't remember any of it.
But that's the thing. Like, it's only the best because it's your time reference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure people who were born in the 80s and then, like, grew up in the 90s are like, the 90s are the best, man. Nine Inch Nails killed it.
Yeah. I don't know any music. Whatever.
All the music I remember is from early 2000s.
Mm. All right. Well, we didn't really answer that question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because we can't remember anything.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yep. Yeah, no.
I literally have nothing. Sorry, Paul. We didn't really chew on this one.
They're going to call her a Power Ranger. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Digimon. Digitalmon. Tamagotchis.
Oh. There we go.
Found it.
That's from the 90s.
Found it.
Tamagotchis and yo-yos. There we go. That's it. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Great.
Oh, yo-yos. Fuck. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I got, Brad. All
right, let's move on to our picks.
Yeah. Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
What did I have?
I don't know. You didn't say anything. I think you asked me, not much news happened this week, right? And I was like, I don't know. I got a bunch. And you're like, good.
Mila Jovovich is set to star in the Monster Hunter movie.
What?
Production starts this September.
I'm sorry.
That's my news.
Monster Hunter movie.
Yeah, that's what I remember. That's what I remember reading. Okay. There you go.
What?
Yep.
I'm searching this right now.
Yep.
The Resident Evil team is making Monster Hunter movies. Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah. What do you think?
Paul W.S. Anderson. Holy shit. They have a $60 million budget.
Well, they gotta make the monsters, man.
Oh my god.
I'm glad you're impressed.
What?
Yeah.
What monsters do you think are showing up?
Rathalos?
What about a Kutku or a Great Jaggy?
Yeah, in passing.
In passing.
In passing, but I think, you know, Rathalos is going to be the first showpiece monster.
How do you make a story out of that? I don't know. How do you fight a Lao Shan without looking cheesy as fuck?
Last I remember, every Monster Hunter has a story. So, they can make a story.
Is that like a thing, like every person who hunts monsters has a story, or every Monster Hunter game has a story?
Every Monster Hunter game has a story.
Okay, all
right. Right? Yeah, it's happening.
Okay.
Get hype.
I get...
Get sure. hype.
I think now we actually have to commit to reviewing all the Resident Evil movies.
God.
I think we have to commit to that.
What a waste. Man.
Listen, there's only, what, 6 movies?
What weapon do you think she's going to use?
I think she's going to use all of them.
No, she can't use all of them.
I think she's going to be like the Monster Hunter in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Oh, fuck yeah.
She's just going to bring them all out.
How is she going to store them all?
I don't know. How'd she store all the guns in Resident Evil?
On her butt?
There you go. She's going to have dual swords on her butt. She's going to have a great sword on her back. She's going to have a bow around her waist.
Huh.
What if she just punches monsters?
Oh, I'd be into that.
Okay. Or what if they bring over the Chinese PC weapons, where they just bring over the Tonfas?
No, I wouldn't accept it.
All right.
I wouldn't accept it.
Okay. Fair.
You think she's going to cook some meat?
That's the opening scene. The opening scene is...
Oh, you think so?
Okay.
You think she's going to be dressed in her skimpy hunter armor?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did you see what she wears in those Resident Evil movies? Those are tight.
Yeah, because she doesn't need armor.
Those are tight.
But, like, she got a craft, man.
Those are tight.
All right. Go ahead.
Is it? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. That was a shock. I don't really know how to react to that because it was literally a shock. So I talked about this show, I think, I want to say a couple months, maybe late last year. Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the Adult Swim show that made Adult Swim Adult Swim.
Yeah.
It is coming back for a new season, and it is going to be Harvey Birdman, Attorney General. And Stephen Colbert's character, who was his name is President Phil Sebin. He is actually, what's going to happen is Harvey Birdman is going to be the Attorney General, and then they think that Stephen Colbert's character think that Harvey's going to help him, but really Harvey's going to try and get him kicked out and take over.
Whoa.
Right?
Dark times.
Kind of, I guess, but this, I'm really excited because I haven't watched a cartoon like this or a show like this in general that has just made me laugh consistently every episode since early Simpsons when I was a child.
So you excite.
Yeah, I'm very excited. The show is amazing. And again, that this show is just so packed full of jokes that I was like laughing over, like I was laughing from one joke and then more jokes would happen because I was just laughing over them so much. Like, it's a great, great series. Highly recommended. And I am excited. The other one is the regular Nintendo Classic, the NES Classic. Nintendo said that they were going to do restocks this year. And they've announced a date, which they are coming out in June. So they're going to have NES Classics coming in June. In case you missed out on the original run, you can get another one.
Are you going to get one?
Yeah. Even though I got a Super Famicom. Famicom Classic. I will probably still get this one.
I don't know if I want this one.
I do.
What am I going to do with it?
Play it?
Yeah, right.
Then don't buy it.
So I should buy it.
Oh my God. But maybe you can buy this new one. The Famicom Mini is getting a new release special to Shonen Jump's 50th anniversary. And it is getting a golden version.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a golden Famicom Mini that you can only get in Japan. And it will be very limited because it's for the 50th anniversary of Weekly Shonen Jump.
Is it a lucky draw?
No, it's just priced at $73.
Oh.
$73 American.
You can get that.
It's going to be released on July 7th.
All right.
And it comes with a multitude of new games that are Shonen Jump games. So a bunch of Inazuma 11 stuff, some Gogo 13, just Dragon Ball Z. Just a bunch of older Famicom games that are Shonen Jump related.
Huh.
I thought that was pretty cool. I'm a sucker for gold.
You gonna buy it?
Probably.
How could you?
It's super limited. How couldn't I?
So what if it's super limited?
Yeah. The Star Fox, sorry, the not the Star Fox team, the Retro Studios, the Metroid Prime Trilogy team is making a Star Fox game.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
But it is so it hasn't been announced officially, but it's a leak. But the leak is that they're making a Star Fox racing game. My first initial thought was, hey, F-Zero,
yeah,
but with Star Fox.
Yeah.
And then you ruined it. You ruined it
no.
by going, yo, dog, what if it's just Diddy Kong Racing? Because, you know, the R-Wing, the Landmaster, and whatever the sub's called. And I was like, fuck, it's just Diddy Kong Racing, isn't it? Son of a bitch.
It just makes more sense to me.
It does, but I don't like it. I don't like it. Because I don't like Diddy Kong Racing. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be the brave one here. I'm going to say that Diddy Kong Racing isn't a good video game.
I think it's a great video game.
I think it's a mediocre racing game, and you really liked it only because you didn't own Mario Kart.
No, I had Mario Kart.
I didn't.
But Diddy Kong Racing, you could be a plane, a hovercraft, or a car.
Were you anything other than the car ever?
Nope.
Exactly. It was useless.
But that's why I liked it, because everyone picked the plane and I was still faster.
Yeah, because they weren't flying straight corners. Dumb.
Oh, yeah, baby. And it had shortcuts.
It had shortcuts. You are correct. I think the best thing about Diddy Kong Racing was the overworld. And being able to explore that and find secrets.
Oh, yeah. TT's time trial.
TT's time trial. Other than that, Diddy Kong Racing is not good.
So, Diddy Kong Racing.
I'm so disappointed in this new Star Fox game if it is Diddy Kong Racing. If it is Star Fox Racing, I'm so... Featuring Diddy Kong.
Oh, imagine that in Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh my god.
Oh man. That would be the game for you.
No. No one.
That would be the game. Your name all over it.
And then the last pick I have is Monster Hunter is coming back.
Oh.
But Anthony, Monster Hunter already came back earlier this year.
And it's amazing.
And it's amazing. And you're correct. But it can come back again.
What? Wait, hold on. Before you continue, are you telling me they announced Monster Hunter World Ultimate?
No.
Oh, then what could this news be?
They announced Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate.
Oh, that 3DS game from 2 years ago. Wow.
We're finally getting G-Rank.
Wow.
You sound so excited.
I was so excited for Double Cross, which is the Japanese version of this game.
Yeah.
Before the announcement of World.
Yeah, and it never came. And now that World's huge, just like, fuck it. Let's do it, right?
And I don't want to go back.
But we're going back. You know we're all going back.
He's so right. I can't deny fate.
Because you can hunt on the go.
Yeah, see, that's just it. I didn't realize it. As much as I love Monster Hunter on the console, I miss it on the go.
Yeah, because it's fun to just, like, bring all your shit over to your friend's house.
Yeah.
And just hang out.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can still play on the TV. Like, it's the Monster Hunter we wanted.
Exactly.
It's lame.
But it's bringing back all the styles from the old game. It's giving you two new styles, which are, was it Alchemist style?
Yep.
And Valor style.
Yep.
Alchemist style is weird because it doesn't really use any of the weapons like normal. It uses barrel bomb barrels.
Yeah.
And you like make concoctions you throw barrels and stuff. Yeah, yeah, you do shit on the fly. It seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder like how powerful it is actually. And then Valor style, which to be honest, I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, it just looks like a bunch of action.
Yeah, but when I see people play Valor style, it's always like the most buck wild crazy shit.
It does look cool.
Right? They have some new special moves.
Yeah.
And it, like, looking at this trailer, I'm like, holy crap, they cut so much shit from Monster Hunter World to bring it back to basics.
Yeah.
Right? Monster Hunter Generations had so much stuff. It had all the deviant monsters, it had all the monster variants. It had styles, it had all those weapons. It's fucking bonkers how much stuff is in that game and how many different ways you can play it depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, so like I am excited for this, if only because I feel like It's been a long time since we played a G-rank game.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been stuck in just thinking about white sharpness as opposed to, oh, remember purple sharpness?
Yeah, remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get purple sharpness, dog. It's coming back. Yeah. Also, like, brand new variants, like, was it Massacre, Blood Massacre Diablos or whatever?
Fuck, man.
I've seen some videos of that thing, and if you have, like, full endgame armor,
yeah, maxed still out one-shots with armor, you.
So he still one-shots you, like, hot damn.
Yeah.
That's some crazy, crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what's on my 3DS, and that's important because you can transfer your saves.
Yep.
It's only on the Switch, but if you have it on the 3DS, you can transfer over your saves.
Good news.
Which is super important.
Gotta find my 3DS. It's around here somewhere.
I gotta pop in my game, because I don't remember what I had. I remembered I was farming the Deviant version of Diablos. Or not Diablo, sorry, of Brachydios.
Yep.
To get the nuclear head or whatever his thing was. Yeah, so yeah. I can get the final upgrade. Yeah. And I remember fighting that thing, I want to say upwards of 100 times and not getting it.
Yeah.
So I don't remember if I got it or not. But I hope I did, because the thing was hard to get.
I think I was farming the Rathalos one.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because his armor set's just too good.
Yeah, it's kind of bonkers.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a G. If you guys don't know, G rank is where the real Monster Hunter begins.
Unfortunately, as cliche as that sounds, yeah, it is true.
It's very true. If you haven't played G rank stuff in the past, like,
yeah,
G rank stuff is where the challenge comes in, but also usually where the most interesting item combination comes in, and the most interesting monster fights happen.
Yeah, like you never experience this in world, but all those special skill slots you get in world, in G rank you get like that times a billion.
Yeah.
It feels like you could do so much more.
And you can make builds that are just like feel totally broken.
Yeah.
But you're going up against monsters that are equally as busted.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a give and take.
The last one we did was 4 Ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 Ultimate. That was a long time ago.
It's like 4 years, 5 years, yeah. Anthony.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Because that was back on our 3DSs. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I should load up the old Monster Hunter games.
I remember that was the introduction of the Charge Blade, and I couldn't let go of it.
Yeah. Guard points, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iframes on guard points. Hell yeah. And they're back.
Yeah.
And they're back. So, I don't know. I'm excited. It comes out in August. It's probably...
I'm still bitter.
Why?
Because I want World Ultimate.
I really hope the translation is as good as original Generations. Because I remember Generations being one of the very few games where I kind of like liked reading what the characters had to say. Because they were witty and funny and like really meshed in with the world. So
I just hope the Gathering Hub is nice.
Yeah.
Because I remember I hated when we got to... Oh, was that in 4?
We got to what?
Which is the one where the Gathering Hub was like in the sky.
Oh, in the like marble castle?
Yeah.
I think that's 4.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's 4.
I hated that one. Like, it makes no difference to the game, but I hated being there.
Or was it Generations?
I was like, this is so lame. I really like the one in World.
I want to say it's 4.
Okay. I like the one in World, but there's no reason to be there.
Well, they just got to put an armory up there, and then you're good.
No, you know what they need?
What?
They need the one where they put that board up, and you can't hit go until everyone signs on.
Oh, yeah.
Or just having that thing where... They don't have this in World, right? Where you can see if someone signed up to a quest or not.
Yeah, you can. You can see what... You can join quests, and it's within your server.
Is it?
Yeah, they have that.
Yeah, but you know how, like, we got that red tick beside your name?
Oh, like your... Yeah, no, they have that.
Do they have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have that. You can see, like... Because it'll be, like, if you're hosting a quest, it'll have the pages. Yeah, and it has that beside your name. It has that.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, you're not in the Gathering Hub ever, so...
Yeah.
You never see it.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it's more Monster Hunter. You know, we'll never complain about that.
Yeah, unfortunately. I wonder what it became of the year. Monster Hunter World or Monster Generations?
Dude.
Ultimate.
I capped out at 100 hours on Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
World. And that sounds like a lot, but in terms of Monster Hunter games, it's not really.
Yeah.
Considering in like the past non-G-rank games, I put in like 300 hours.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Oh.
It's dependent on how much fun we have, obviously.
Oh.
And G-Rank is very fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having two Monster Hunters in my top 10.
That's true. That's very true. Would you buy another Switch?
I already have one, though.
But this one's Monster Hunter themed.
Can I just buy the controllers?
No, because it's printed on the back and the front of the screen.
Maybe?
Or like it's not a black body is what I'm saying.
Because I can save everything to my SD card.
Yeah.
Like what and if, then trade it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, like what if it's... Yeah.
Maybe. You know what? I always... know what? Fuck it. No, I won't. I always say that shit. I'm like, oh, branded consoles. But unless it's like cheap like a 3DS, I never do it.
Yeah, brand consoles.
And, like, I have to somehow justify it to myself. Where, like, I bought that, was it the Pikachu 3DS? Because I'm like, oh, it's the new 3DS. I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
I'll just buy that.
Okay. 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 So you're telling me you need the Switch Pro.
Yeah, I need, like, a Switch Pro.
Okay.
If you take it off the base, it's got, like, 20 Wait, minutes of battery life.
Why would it be called the Switch Pro? It'd be called the Super Switch.
The switcheroo.
Oh, no, 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 no. No. There's a lawsuit there somewhere. No. No. No.
It's time to switch it up.
No.
See, I got this marketing down.
Wow. Okay.
Nintendo, hire me.
All right. So that's it for your picks.
Huh? Yeah, that's it. That's it for my picks.
All right. So we're talking about consoles and whatnot. I realized that I had an Xbox One.
Yep. So do I.
I realized I don't really do anything with it.
So do I.
I also have a PlayStation 4.
So do I.
Mine sounds like a jet airplane.
Mine doesn't.
And so I thought, oh, and that PlayStation 4 also has a busted controller.
Okay.
So I thought, hey, EB Games is running this promo.
What's the promo?
I think it's like you get extra money for your PS4 towards a PS4.
All right.
So I traded my Xbox One and my PS4.
All right.
So that I could get a PS4 Pro.
Okay. Was trading in the two systems enough to get you a pro?
Like, without paying?
Without paying.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No.
How much did you have to pay?
$50.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn, you got robbed, son.
Did I, though?
I feel like you did.
Did I?
Two consoles?
Yeah, but it's diminishing. Like, the value of over time is going down. It's not like the Xbox is always going to be worth that $500.
It always is worth that.
No, it's not.
Because it's the original. It's got the Kinect slot.
Which they don't accept.
They don't accept the Kinect?
Nope. So wow. I have a Kinect. I have a Kinect camera.
Do you have the PC adapter?
I don't.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
I bought one of those before they went expensive.
Yeah. So... I'm just going to get rid of it. I don't know what I'll do with it. I'll find some use for it.
If you give it to me...
What? You have a Kinect.
But what if I had two?
Why would you want two?
Because I could hook up one to my computer, and I could hook up the other to my Xbox. No. And then I have two Kinects.
So I'm thinking, like, I might just wait a couple years when that thing gets expensive.
Okay, but what if...
Hmm.
Gave it to me...
I just don't know!
And then I wait a couple years.
And
no. I still keep it.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so I got a PlayStation 4 Pro, got the white one.
Yeah.
I was aiming for one of the themed consoles.
You did. It's the Destiny one.
No.
Oh, it's just regular ass white.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's just white. It's just vanilla.
Sweet.
I wanted the Star Wars one.
But?
No one had it.
I'm pretty sure I saw it at Best Buy by your house.
Yeah, but I had to go to EB.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
It's credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. So I got the white. He's like, okay, I got a question for you. He's like, you want white or black? I'm like, white.
Yeah. My chump.
White. And so I got it, and it's nice.
Does cool. it run? Does it do? Is it as advertised? Does it run fast? Does it do 60 frames?
The menu runs faster.
Okay. Sure.
And that's nice. The transfer process did take a while because I had to back up to a hard drive.
Yeah.
So I still have PT.
Nice.
And I still haven't played it.
Play PT. It's really good.
Yeah. So I did that. And yeah, it's good. It's good console.
All right.
It's a good console. I also, like, I don't have a 4K TV and I don't have a TV that supports HDR.
Okay.
So every game I played is maxed to performance or to favorite performance.
Yeah.
That said, some games do have a pro patch.
Mm-hmm.
Namely Overwatch.
All right.
And I will say the pro patch for Overwatch is very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really do much, except it locks the game at 60 frames.
Nice.
And what a world of difference.
Does it, do you feel like it's a, like a performance difference?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, not in terms of just 60 frames, but in terms of you being better
yes. at the game. Like, cause there's no questioning anymore. When I miss a shot, it's like, oh, it's because the game slowed down,
yeah.
or because like there's a slight hint and whatever. It also has like slightly up-res textures, and it is super sampled, so okay. it looks nicer.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been great.
Okay, what if you played Overwatch but on a PC?
That's a great question.
At 144 hertz.
But I don't have that.
What if you got it?
That's too much money.
All right, what if you traded in your PS4 Pro?
Whoa. But then I wouldn't be able to play the other game I'm playing this week.
What?
I played God of War.
Yeah, who cares?
Wow.
I'm God disappointed of War. In you, boy, that you didn't buy a PC.
God of War has a lot of hype.
Yeah. It's the best game since God of War 2, apparently.
Which is interesting, because I never liked God of War. Like, I like God of War, but I didn't love God of War.
I thought God of War was pretty rad.
I thought it was like, it was a fun popcorn muncher.
Yeah,
but it never stayed with me. It was never like, oh yeah man, play God of War,
so angry at my dad.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, I mean, of course I was in high school, and it was just like, yeah man, he's ripping that guy's face off.
Yeah man, he got that minotaur and then he cut his stomach open and intestines fell out.
Yo, there's naked women. Oh, I need to get some health. Let's fuck these women.
And then there was that one bed with like 20 women on it. And then it goes to the, like, somewhere else. You keep pressing circle.
He's like, oh.
Then you get hella experience.
Yeah.
Because you're banging chicks.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was not a game I was like, oh yeah, one of my favorites of all time.
It was just Kratos is your role model.
And it was entertaining. This game, it's definitely like a
genre shift.
Yeah, it is 100%. Our boy has grown up.
Okay.
He is now a father. He sports a beard.
That's how you know.
That's
how you know he's aged. He grew a beard.
And it is not the fast third person, or not even third person, sometimes like isometric action, pure action game anymore. It's an action game, but
yeah.
The game feels 100% like The Last of Us, in that the camera's like right up behind you.
Yeah.
Only you don't have a gun. You've got an axe, a magic axe, and it's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, combat's very, I don't want to say it's as technical as something like Ninja Gaiden, because it's not.
Okay.
But it definitely feels a bit slower and more deliberate than previous God of War games. There's a complex tree for everything in this game. They've really like gone with the whole get experience, get new skills, get new armor, craft new stuff, get new abilities.
Is it enough stuff to where, like, say for the skills, for example, is it enough stuff to where you think after you've leveled up, you will still be able to remember every single move at your arsenal?
No, I don't know if I'll be able to remember them all.
Damn.
It's enough to where it's like, and they're all, like, combos too, right? And you're okay. Like, oh, fuck. So it's one of those things where you find a certain set of skills that works for your playstyle.
Okay.
And you stick with it. Because there's just different directions you can go down, and it's like, oh. but it's neat. It looks gorgeous. It's a really good-looking game.
The axe is cool.
It is so satisfying to just toss that axe.
And then bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, just throw it anywhere.
It doesn't matter, because it comes back.
There's the first boss fight you fight. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's not in Greece anymore?
No, it's like Nord.
It's Norse mythology. So the first boss you fight, I don't know who it is. It's just called the Stranger.
Yeah.
But you literally have like a Dragon Ball Z fight. Like you're going through mountains and shit.
Huh.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's crazy.
Is it like a flash forward?
No, it's who's the Stranger? Why is he at my house?
Oh, why is he a dick?
And he's like, I know who you are, Kratos. And he's like, and so you punch him, right? He pisses you off, you punch him. He goes flying. He's like, I'm disappointed. And he comes up to you and he does the whole fucking like, I'm Broly, legendary Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And he just smokes you.
Damn.
And then you go into a fight.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then that fight really kind of reveals Kratos as a, he's not what he once was.
He's old.
Yeah, he can't. He doesn't have a instant regen anymore. He's an old man.
What are the chances that at the end of this game, the sun has to kill you, and then your ashes go on the sun?
Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. That'd be interesting. There's also a boy, and the game is not a. It's definitely not a escort mission.
Yeah.
The boy is, I'm pretty sure, invulnerable.
He can take care of himself.
The boy has his own set of skills and things you can upgrade.
They're like assists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he mostly has the arrows and stuff. And it's fun. It's really good. I understand why it's been so revered. I mean, it looks great. The writing is fantastic. Some just real good boy lines. Yeah. It's
okay.
It's good stuff. I want to put more time into it.
I like that how in the combat, your enemies have a stun meter now. And it seems like those brutal finishers that are normally like do X amount of damage are now can be triggered in different ways.
Yeah.
Than just doing X amount of damage.
Yeah. Yeah. I there's a lot to the combat. I still don't know. But yeah, for sure.
Though it's from what little I saw you play, it seems like they've toned down the gore in terms of on people. Because I saw you do a bunch of like crazy nutso finishers to where you're like just tearing people in half and like stepping on people's skulls and stuff, but those were all on like pretty much ethereal beings, like they're made of ice or they're made of stone or whatever,
for sure.
And then when you fought actual human characters, nothing really happened.
I would say that. I mean, it gets pretty crazy with the when you fight other gods.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, because I remember, because God of War is an all-out gore fest.
Yeah, right? And I hear that it does get super crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, he's good. He's game good. Yes. Right. I've been watching more Fastest Car. I'm still enjoying that. And I'm on halfway through season 6 of The Office. Jim and Pam just got married. So they're doing that.
I walked into you watching an episode and the thing happened where Steve Carell's character is so cringy that I couldn't watch the show for a bit.
Oh, I'm gonna make you and TJ watch the dinner party episode because you guys need to see
will it. I have any like context for it or like do I need any context
it
for
doesn't it? Matter
okay
you can watch it like it's just like what because the whole point is if you've been following the show even the audience doesn't have an idea of what's going on.
Okay.
It's an insight to these people's world.
Yeah, because, like, again, I watched the first episode of the first season. I'm just like, holy crap, Steve Carell's character is so good at being cringy that I literally can't watch the show.
Oh, but he's the best. He's the best. He's the best.
I guess.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I finished Neo. Finally. Finally, I finished Neo. I beat the final boss. I'm going to spoil it a little bit. One of the guys summons Oda Nobunaga, which in the time of the game is dead. And he's like, I'm going to resurrect him. He's going to be my pawn. Oda Nobunaga shows up and he's like, bitch, I am the great unifier. Right? And you have to fight him. And once you get him down to about 1/4 health, the cutscene happens. And he's like, yeah, you're pretty strong, I guess. And he goes to walk away. Yeah. And the guy who summoned him is like, no, you serve me. And he's like, you thought I, Oda Nobunaga, was going to serve you? And then Oda gives you his, like bird, is like a demon bird thing as a power-up. And he's like, if you really thought that I was going to do your bidding, you are stupider than you look. And he just walks away into, like, the... He's like... Oh, is it? Even though I did not realize my goal, I have died with no regrets. Yeah. And then he just disappears into the ether because he's a spirit. Like, Oda no! They made Oda Nobunaga such a badass. And what I'm learning is that every single character in this game is a actual historical figure.
Cool.
Other than the Western dude.
And you play?
Yeah, that you play and the evil Western villain.
Oh.
Right? But everyone else in the game is, they're all actual Japanese warriors that lived in feudal Japan.
That's cool.
Right? And they anime the shit out of them, obviously, because they're a crazy game. But So yeah, I finished the game, had a very satisfying ending. You fight the demon among demons in Japanese mythology, which is the Yamata no Orochi, the eight-headed snake demon. It was in a pretty epic battle, too. It's pretty cool. But I was having trouble, and I summoned a dude. The dude was just Ryu Hayabusa.
Whoa!
Yeah. So apparently in this game, there is some DLC shit where you fight, you get a, what is it? Hattori Hanzo is your is your handler, and he's like the best villain. He's the best ninja. He's the best. And you get, he's like, hey, so I was just kind of walking and I checked my breast pocket and there was a note in there I didn't put in there, just FYI. And it says it's from the Hayabusa clan and they want to fight you. And you fight Ryu Hayabusa.
Wow.
And he has all of his moves from Ninja Gaiden and he from the Xbox ones. When he does his special ninpo attacks, it's the fireball from the game. And so this guy decked out in all Ryu Hayabusa gear with the true dragon sword, shooting Ryu Hayabusa fireballs, like, help me take out this dude. And I was just like, wow, you fucking wrecked. You were way overleveled for this area. But it's a really fun game. There's like a couple more side missions in the current new game or in the current difficulty I'm on before I want to move into New Game Plus. But yeah, I got my first divine weapons, which is the second highest tier of rarity. And yeah, I think like the game is finally opening up in terms of builds.
Finally.
Finally.
After you beat the game?
After I beat the game. Because there you can have like, so you can have some builds, like I've told you about my water sword build and stuff like that. But once you unlock divine weapons, you are able to really specify what upgrades you want on weapons by reforging roles and soul matching.
Okay.
So there's reforging, which is just like you have a sword. So and say it's just like a really good sword, but it has like a stat on it that's useless for your build. You can reroll it, and that's reforging.
Mm.
But soul matching is, say you found a weapon.
Yeah.
That is similar, it's the same type of weapon, but it has the skill you want.
Uh-huh.
You can have, like, I want the sword that I want something to go to, and I want the other thing from this weapon, and you can soul match it by destroying the secondary weapon and putting the upgrade on it. So it's all of, right now, it's all about min-maxing your armor.
Yeah.
Right? And every, all the late game builds I see on, like, YouTube and stuff, it's all, you have max stats, right? Oh. You've played the game long enough to where you have max stats.
Yeah.
You're 99 across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're really just min-maxing your items and your armor to make all the crazy bullshit you want to do.
That sounds like fun.
And it is. It's actually very fun. I think the only thing that would maybe make me stop is the fact that I can't grind out with other people. With ease, where I can summon visitors by using an item, but those items are very finite and hard to farm.
Mm.
And whereas in Diablo, I can like hang out with my friends and just go on a grind fest, right? Yeah. Where in this game, I really can't. So yeah, I beat the game. I'm probably going to try and get into the DLC because I have all that as well. But Neo's still fucking great. Holy shit.
That's good to hear.
That's such a surprise. I didn't think I'd like it as much as I like it.
Hmm.
So it's really good. Still playing Rhythm Heaven. Game's hard. It's not an easy rhythm game. It's very, very specific about you hitting the beats on time. There's no leeway. There's zero leeway. And then other than that, I don't know. I don't think I've been doing much else. I've just been constantly grinding away in Neo.
No new games, huh?
No new games. Like, I have new games.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I actually did play some multiplayer games with some friends. So I played Samurai Gun.
Finally. Oh, you played that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I played Samurai Gun. It's really fun.
Yeah.
The mechanics are super simple. When you spawn, you have 3 bullets.
Yeah.
And you always have infinite sword slashes. When people shoot bullets at you, you can either die, or you can, if you are good at timing, you can slice the bullet and redirect it either back at them or in a different direction. And it's just a very quick, fast-paced multiplayer arena brawler. Well, first to 10 kills. There's a bunch of variants and stuff.
Yeah.
Very simple, very stylized, really fun. Like, recommend it. I think I like it better than Towerfall. Just because it's very close combat.
Yeah.
And it makes the battles that much more tense.
Huh.
Right? After that, we played a game called Duck Game. A duck game is another arena brawler shooter elimination thing where you're ducks and you pick up weapons on the battlefield. It's okay. It's fine.
Mm.
It's not fantastic.
Mm.
And then I play Lethal League. Lethal League is pretty interesting. It's a 2D plane. You're in just one single screen and there's a ball.
Okay.
Whoever hits the ball turns their color.
Mm-hmm.
And if the ball hits another player, they get eliminated. But you can obviously hit the ball back.
Okay.
And change the priority on the ball. But every time you guys hit the ball gets faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. Until it comes to the point where it's really a game of prediction rather than reflexes.
Yeah.
Because the ball is going so fast. And also, once you get to that level of speed, the characters, when they hit the ball, it'll be a whole thing of, like, they hit the ball, but the ball's going so fast that they have to, like, struggle to hit it back to you.
Yeah.
And it's the whole anime thing of, like, you hit it, but it stops, and the ball's, like, hitting into your whatever. Yeah. And then it shoots out at, like, supersonic speed. So it becomes a game of prediction.
Okay.
Which can make for some super hype moments. And each character in the game, I think there's six characters, all have their own unique play styles in terms of special moves that they have. Some characters are able to eat the ball and then walk around with it and then shoot it out.
Cool.
Some characters are able to just, like, home run, smash the shit out of it. Some people are really good at changing directions and stuff. So it's very simple. The only controls are move, jump, hit, and lob. And lob kind of takes momentum away from the ball, but gives you more time to hit it back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But like it's just lob. Harder to yeah. hit. And yeah, I don't know. It's very simple. It's very fun. That's another good multiplayer game.
Cool.
And then, I don't know. I played Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus R.
Whoa.
which is the 2D Guilty Gear before Exord.
Whoa.
It's a lot of acronyms. It's a lot of...
I could tell.
Yeah.
It's XXX or good.
Yeah. It's got everybody from all the previous games. It's rebalanced. It's pretty fun. Played Melty Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Again. Current Code, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
All these Japanese doujinshi games.
Yeah.
Melty Blood's also very good. Just crazy hard to get into. Just like Guilty Gear. Yeah, it was just a lot of knickknacks here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played a smorgasbord of games for maybe like 30 minutes each and then switched over.
Nice. So yeah,
a lot of multiplayer stuff.
Nice.
Oh, and I finally got a wireless adapter for my PC for Xbox controllers.
Oh.
So you can do wireless on your PC if you kind of just have a wireless card and stuff.
Yeah.
But the easier way to do it is to buy this Microsoft adapter, and it's just literally a USB dongle.
Yeah.
Plug it in, automatically installs, automatically sets itself up, and then all you got to do is press the connect button and the connect button on the Xbox controller, and it automatically syncs.
Oh, wow.
It's so easy. You don't have to fumble around with any wireless controls. You don't have to install any drivers. You don't have to do anything. It's just plug it in, press the two connect buttons, play.
Wow.
Yeah, it's super convenient. We hooked up four controllers in just like a matter of seconds. Super convenient.
You have four Xbox One controllers?
No, I have one Xbox One controller, and my friend has four, so he brought three.
Whoa. Why so many?
Because apparently he's been playing a lot of stuff on his Xbox.
Why? So
he's been buying games specifically for the Xbox One because he doesn't want to delete games off of his PS4. And so because he has both, he's been buying more games for his Xbox because that has more space.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just can't delete them, huh?
Doesn't want to,
but if they're on disc, right?
Yeah, but they still have like installs and stuff.
Yeah, you just put the disc back in when you want to play it.
He doesn't want to do that.
Wow. That's weird.
So that's what I said, but yeah, so he's been buying games for his Xbox.
All right, sure.
So yeah, it's super duper easy. I recommend, out of the multiplayer games we played, I recommend Samurai Gun and Lethal League. Very good. Very fun. Lethal, or was it Samurai Gun never goes on sale, so don't hold your breath.
Okay.
And yeah, I've been packing.
Oh yeah.
I'm going on a trip next week.
Are you?
Yeah. Going to Peru.
Nice.
Going to Machu Picchu.
Nice.
So I won't be here next week. I don't know if there's going to be a show or not.
Well, I'm not going to be here next week.
So you're not going to be here next week either.
Yeah.
So we might be on a break.
I think I come back Friday, so. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see if I throw something up there.
We'll see.
It's tough to say, but Machu Picchu, you are excited?
Yeah, I'm going to take a bunch of pictures. I got that camera.
Yeah.
I got the 360 camera for my phone.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Yeah, we're going Machu Picchu, so it's a hike up there. And then also we're going to go kayaking in a lake.
Nice.
There's some hikes through the jungle.
Is this a, like a tour thing you bought? Like, is it all?
It's a tour package. Yeah, like every day.
Has something.
Yeah, it has something.
That's good. I mean, they're expensive to do, but that's good.
Yeah. We fly into one city, then fly to another city.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Take a connecting flight from somewhere in Peru to a different place in Peru.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we do stuff.
Nice. Sounds like fun.
I'm hoping to try a lot of food. Because apparently the food in Peru is fucking wild. Because a lot of fusion.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of immigrants from China and Japan who just came to live there. And they're like, we're just going to mix our food with your food.
I hear guinea pigs delicious.
That's what I hear, too. I want to try it.
But they're like... But everyone who's tried told me, like, it's just hard to eat because you get to see them alive.
Whatever. Who cares?
And you're like, you choose the one you want?
Yeah. You do that at Red Lobster. I don't see anybody giving a shit about that.
Well, because they're the cockroaches of the ocean, man.
But they're delicious.
Yeah. I don't know. Lobster's too much work. Any shellfish is too much work.
Not when you go to hibachi.
Oh, and they do the work for
they
you?
They do the work for
you. That's true. Yeah. But I don't got that kind of money.
True. True facts.
I don't got that kind of money.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've never had that problem of just like, I see where my food comes from, therefore now I don't want to eat it.
Oh, so you're not a vegan?
Yeah.
No, okay.
I don't just need a banana, bro. You know, you don't eat on a bike ride just in the morning.
Oh, fuck off.
Only need a banana.
Oh, fuck you.
The potassium just loosens up those muscles, man.
Oh, man. Disgusting.
You don't need any of those animal byproducts.
I know. I
let me tell you about legumes.
Oh. Legumes,
yeah,
legumes.
You don't need protein from meat.
Legumes.
What if I told you you can get all your proteins from beans?
Wow, I don't believe you.
I'm gonna get you a banana holder for your bike.
No, only if it's leather with a patinaed finish.
All right, done and done.
No thanks.
Done. Not too late. You asked for it.
No,
it's coming.
Oh, no,
Christmas is just around the corner.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So great. I hope you have fun out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You come back on the following Monday.
I come back on the following Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just before the month ends.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Great. Guess what? Did I tell you where I'm going?
No.
Okay. So, it is my girlfriend's birthday.
Boo.
On next week, and so we decided to go drive up north from our location.
Yeah.
So like Ottawa area.
Yeah.
And we rented a tiny home.
Interesting.
Yeah, so instead of camping, because she's super fascinated, we're like, let's rent one. So we rented one for, I think I leave Friday and come back Thursday, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Tiny home,
eh? It's interesting. It's just like, whoa.
I want you to come back and just be like, dude, I only need a tiny home.
I hope not. We're gonna put all this shit.
What if you built the tiny home out of your shit?
Oh, no,
man. Out of all your toys.
No, man. So, what?
Yo, this is the ploy. Oh, this is it. She wants the tiny home.
I know.
So she can be like, listen, Vince, like, the tiny home's really affordable and it's fun. And look, we had so much fun doing it. Sell all your toys.
And I know. And I'm like, but the thing is, she'd be like, it's off grid. No internet. I'm like, oh, no.
That's not good.
And then.
How are you going to run your YouTube channel?
I don't know. So, we'll see.
How are we going to record the podcast?
We'll fucking see. I don't know, man. It's insane. There's no internet out there. There's no Wi-Fi out there. There's no cell phone service out there.
Are you going to die?
I don't know.
If I come back from my trip and you're not here...
That's what happened.
Are you dead?
Probably.
Damn.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, don't get sucked in.
I don't want it, man.
Don't get sucked in.
Because if I ever buy a tiny home, then I'm quitting my job.
True.
Right? There's no way I'm going to...
You're going to barefoot run in the forest.
Yeah, like, what am I going to do? Go work a corporate job and live in a tiny home? No thanks. But...
Yeah. Do it.
So we'll... we don't know what's going on next week. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And hopefully we come back.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's a good place
I might get eaten by a jaguar or something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Panther, jaguar, whichever ones live over there.
Both.
Both? All right. Both. I'm going to get smoked.
Both. I believe it's the jaguar who has the strongest bite of all the animals.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They hunt crocodiles.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, I can do that.
So
I can hunt a crocodile.
Have fun.
Have fun. I'm going to come back with one arm and be like, I got the picture.
Yeah. The selfie was worth it.
The selfie was worth it. It's just me with my arm inside of fucking yeah. Chair.
Hold still. All right, then. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, did you think about my proposal of you switching bodies with your girlfriend?
Oh. No.
Yeah, why not?
No, I mean, like, I would not.
Do it.
No.
You should do it.
Uh-uh. I don't want to fuck myself.
Why not?
I don't want to suck my own dick.
Oh, well, don't you?
No.
But don't you?
No.
But don't
no.
you?
Oh, God. I asked that at work, though.
What did they say?
They're like, oh, I would like to be a rich person. I'm like.
Okay, but.
And I'm like, that's your fucking answer?
That's lame answer.
I'm like, what?
And that's
I'm
a
like,
dumb answer.
Yeah, they're like, why would you want to be a girl, Vince?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I got. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Why wouldn't you want to do the opposite?
Yeah, like my one friend, she's like, I want to be Ariana Grande. I'm like, okay, that's great, but why? You're going to be yourself again. They're like, so I can be a celebrity. I'm like, lame.
But you won't be a celebrity because you'll be your person, but in a new body.
Yeah. So then I asked her, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to jump to the point. You and your boyfriend, would you switch bodies?
What did they say?
And she's like, she's like, but I'm still me? I'm like,
yeah.
She's like, no. I'm like, what?
What?
What? She's like, because I want to know what he's thinking. But if it's me in there, then I don't know what he's thinking.
But what if?
And I was like, what?
You could fuck yourself.
So then I said, okay. So I'm like, you suck. You're not getting to the point. And I'm like, so-and-so, would you switch bodies with a partner and then fuck yourself?
And?
And they're like, huh. Huh. I'm like, wouldn't you want to know what that's like?
And they're like, yes.
And she's like, I'm like, and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to look at myself. I'm like,
wow.
Oh.
Interesting.
So I was like, straight up, I would not do that.
You have boring coworkers.
That's what I said. I'm like, you're boring. I would become a hot girl and whore myself out.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Because I got to know.
Yeah.
Because I gotta know.
You know what I'm doing? I'm becoming a hot girl and being like, yo, Vince, I became a hot girl.
No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Let's not go there. No, I would deny you.
But the thing is, you wouldn't know.
I would be like, no, because of this conversation day, I would know.
No.
If
no,
someone,
no, no,
I'd be like,
no,
first of all, I'd be like, who are you? How did you get this number? And why do you want to fuck me?
No, but the thing is, I'll just be like, I'll be down at the cycling store.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, oh, hey, like, you cycle? And you'll be like, oh, hi. Yeah, like, I cycle. And
oh,
like,
God. Oh,
yeah, like, no, I just got into it. And then, like, after the deed is done,
yeah.
Then I'll be like, bitch, it's Anthony.
Oh, no. No. Although. It does give me an idea.
What's the idea?
The next girl you date... I'm gonna just tell her to whisper that to you after the.
It's Vince. What if that happens and I just finish?
Oh, fuck. That'd be so awkward! But I wouldn't be there!
But you gotta find a real cool girlfriend to do that.
Yeah, that's some next level. That's some next level bullshit.
Yeah, that's one hell of a prank that she has to be 100% down. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would have had to have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's a next level. Wow. I
don't know. Yeah, I would 100% trick you into fucking me if I was a girl.
Oh, man.
I would trick the shit out of you.
That's disgusting.
Both literally and figuratively.
That's disgusting.
Now I'm gonna be on guard my whole life.
For your whole life. Yeah, you don't ever know. You never know when Freaky Friday could happen.
It's gonna be at work. Suddenly my coworker comes on to me. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, hold on. Is this Anthony? Can't tell. You're gonna call me? Be like, where are you right now? And I'm like, where am I right now?
Whoa.
So if we don't come back in 2 weeks' time, either we got killed or something happened in our friendship and we can never speak again. Bye.
What? Come on.